to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
Yes, and we're still sitting here with the lovely Kimberly Reason, who's the media spokes Wonder Woman.
Information
of Sound Transit.
Conductor.
I love that title. I have to get my business cards changed.
Yeah. I need a reprint. Thank you.
Let's get that back on there. Yeah. Well, I'm really glad you're here today actually talking about transit. And
Because it's your favorite topic.
I do have some opinions about it. But
you got lots of opinions. Are you kidding me?
I also know that we really should have been dealing with this years and years and years ago when it was cheaper to do so. Mm-hmm. And as a region, that never happened. So we're kind of in the pickle that we're in right now where we've got a ton of people moving to this region.
1,000 people a day.
Roughly. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right. Is it still 1,000 people a day?
That was the last number that I heard. Yeah.
Right. Me too.
Yeah. And I just hope that, when we look at overall transit strategy and traffic and roadways and everything, that all factors are considered. There's still an element of us out there that drive and have to drive. We have to get to appointments and things like that.
Don't forget
about us, please.
Yes.
There's situations where we can't take transit. And
I can't do it in my job.
Right. But with that said, when there's circumstances where we can, it works pretty cool. I use light rail to come downtown frequently, go to a game, things like that.
Right.
I have used it, I thought it's cool.
Right, right.
Yeah, but it is for things like going to a game or airport or that kind of thing.
But I'll give you an example. My son takes light rail in to work, and we're maybe a 15-minute walk, or he's a 15-minute walk from Tukwila Station. And, but when it's, pouring down rain, he wants to drive his car to the station, park, and then take light rail into town. There's no parking in Tukwila, so he'll drive past Tukwila another 5 miles to Angle Lake Station, further south, then park, then take light rail in, which is a waste of time. It's a waste of fuel and everything else. But when these stations are being planned, is that just, are we looking too short term on that? Is parking part of the vernacular?
Parking is a big part of the equation because people travel to stations many number of ways. Driving is one, or they get dropped off and picked up. They take a carpool or a vanpool.
Mm-hmm.
They might ride their bike. Mm-hmm. Some people Uber, depending on where they're Ubering from.
Yeah.
I think you're going to
see more
of that.
Local bus service is huge. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned bike, and some people walk. So depending on the location of the station, depending on the footprint, depending on the density of the neighborhood that the station is in, some cities have codes about, not building parking around stations. More cities are looking at that as a way to ensure that enough people have access to the system. Mm-hmm. But part of that access also includes ensuring that all modes have efficient access to a station.
That's
bus
fair.
Rail connections are another big part of the equation. How do we convert light rail into more service, local bus service that can get people to outlying areas, suburban communities, and they can get on a bus easily and get to the station? That's also a big, big plus.
Okay, and have the information or the communication where it's a fairly simple process to do. I think about it and I'm like overwhelmed. I'm like, I wouldn't know where to start.
Oh, absolutely. You're right. Communication is a huge part of that, and that once we open a new light rail station, in fact, before we open a new light rail station, we work with local transit agencies to build those bus rail connections, to restructure the bus routes, to eliminate duplicate bus routes that are no longer needed because they are traveling along, or were traveling along the same alignment as light rail, and convert that resource into a route that can serve a community that has gone underserved or unserved.
Good. Okay. That's good. We don't want to be sitting on the bench like Forrest Gump.
Eating chocolates and trying to find someone to tell stories to.
Okay, but you might want to get a different kind of reference, though, because Forrest
Gump. He ran everywhere.
He ran.
He not only did a lot of running, but he also was very successful because he was very focused. So he's the guy I wish I had as an employee, because if I told him to go do something, It would just get done, no questions asked.
Good point.
So, you know, we're kind of...
Speaking of getting done, so tell us about West Seattle.
Yes.
So West Seattle also has an elevated alignment and a tunnel option. And as we talked earlier, the tunnel option is much more expensive and will require or would require third-party funding if the Sound Transit Board ultimately decided to move it forward into a preferred alternative.
So let me ask you about that then. So West Seattle, so the lines from to Northgate are covered under ST2.
Yes,
correct.
The
Good.
Line to Linwood is ST3.
Correct.
ST2.
That's
oh,
ST2.
Oh, is it still 2? Oh, is it up to Marysville that's ST3?
Yes, up to Everett is ST3, right.
Okay.
And what about Tacoma?
Tacoma is ST3.
Okay. West Seattle, though, is
ST3.
What? It's ST3, but it doesn't sound like it's fully funded depending on how... What mode is
picked? Well, so here's a trick. So the representative project that the voters approved was approved with the financial, you know, cost estimate attached to it. And so voters understood that if I vote for this, it's going to cost this much.
Mm-hmm.
So we look at a variety of criteria to figure out as we're analyzing options, you know, what's going to really work on many levels, including the financial constraints.
Okay.
So we work hard to keep, you know, options affordable and within the constraints of the ST3 plan. In this case, the tunneling option is one that the public really wanted, certain stakeholders, certain constituents. And because it's a part of the public process, we are moving that forward. We'll see if it continues to roll forward. But if it does, it will require third-party funding.
I got it. Okay.
And if that funding is not there, then we can't take it on.
So when you keep saying this third-party funding, I know you made the joke of like, you know, anybody, but but what's that really
well,
look
it
like?
Could be like a municipality. It could be any government jurisdiction that has interest in the project that feels its constituents could be served by the project. It could be private funding, you know. But it does take commitments along the way, and we'll need to, you know, get those commitments as, you know, if those more expensive options move forward in order to move them completely forward if the board ultimately decides that would be the project to move forward.
Well, and we know a lot of these municipalities are very much, you know, looking towards, you know, what can we do right now? Because I sat in a few weeks ago, I sat in on the, so I'm on the Chamber Board of Directors in Renton. And we just recently moved from the South King County Coalition to the East King County Coalition. And they did a legislative breakfast that I guess they do annually. And we had state legislators there as well as several city mayors. And the three main topics we were talking about were education, transportation, and now I'm blanking out on the third thing. Those two were the ones that I cared the most about. But everyone, you know, and employment, right? So, you know, but that was a big conversation throughout the entire two-hour event was transit. And how some cities are missing out on new employers because people from other states who we're trying to attract here will come in and they'll see our gridlock on the highways and say there's no way, you know, because the cost of housing, that was that, you know, a big portion of it too is that, you know, housing as well. So they're, you know, Bothell area was just saying, or was it Bothell? Around the Canyon Park area, they're like, we just lost out on some of these big biotech companies moving here because we can't get our people within like an hour of housing affordability.
Right, exactly. And, you know, that's why we have companies like Microsoft and many other companies that have vans, you know, for their people.
The whole connectors,
And certainly many employers provide ORCA cards to their employees. And
yes, schools see a lot of that.
For their students to really encourage the use of transit. And when voters passed ST3 in November 2016, they demanded faster timelines. When we were developing the plan to put before voters, their big thing was, you got to get it to us earlier. So we shaved anywhere from 3 to 5 years off of the original draft timelines because people, as you said, Reba, are hungry for
we need it now.
Transit. We
that
need it
is
now.
One of the top complaints that I've heard, as well as I'm frustrated having to pay taxes for something that I'm never going to see in my lifetime. And right. it sounds like that we're moving faster on some of these
openings.
So that's good to hear.
Yeah, it says that Northgate's opening in 2021, mm-hmm. East Link in 2023, Linwood, Federal Way in Redmond in 2024. So every few years, we're going to be opening up stations and extensions.
Right.
So
how does this
look on a map? You know, how do these systems interconnect?
Well, for our listeners, in case you do actually want to go get a visual on this, you can go to soundtransit.org, and there is a whole section on this. But go right ahead, Kimberly.
Absolutely. In fact, on our front page, you can click a map, and it will mm-hmm. show. But essentially, we'll have one line that, you know, moves from south to the city, and then the other line that moves from the city to
east to
north.
West. Okay, got
right.
it.
Right. And then we'll have east
in
and
Seattle,
west extensions.
Downtown Seattle?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's why we're building a second tunnel, because the second tunnel will serve additional extensions. We need additional capacity mm-hmm. downtown. We can't get all the people who will be using light rail
right.
through the current tunnel alone.
And will those interconnect with the Sounder train as well?
Well, they won't interconnect on the same track, but
no,
of course
no.
the
yeah.
Sounder train is only a block away.
Got it.
At King Street Station.
Okay, got it.
Right.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, I kind of use this term when I'm talking with customers and first-time buyers moving to this area, that I've never seen this before in my career, 30 years of lending in the Northwest. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the big conversations is commute.
Right.
And it's never been a factor before. And nowadays it is. I had a customer a couple of weeks ago. We pre-approved them for a home. It was $400,000, and I said, "Great, you know, we're approved $400,000. Where do you want to live?" And they're like, "Ballard." And I'm like,
"And you went?
I'm like,
ooh,
not gonna
your
happen.
Real estate agent's gonna have a
not
challenge
so,
unless you want a condo."
So I coined the term "drive till you qualify."
Right.
You know,
well,
because these folks, you know, they ended up in Buckley.
I bet they did.
Well, but I guess my point is, I'm seeing the decisions on where to live, where to buy my home, are being based on transit now.
Oh, totally. I
how
get that all the time.
How close am I to light rail? How close am I to the red buses? How close mm-hmm. am I to the Sounder?
Yep.
And,
exactly.
Yeah.
And on Sounder, by the way, the SCP plan included extensions to DuPont and Tillicum,
mm-hmm.
you know,
okay.
so that we can serve that whole Lakewood and
right.
JBLM area. And it included lengthening the platform so we can have mm-hmm. longer trains.
So, and for our listeners who didn't know what the red buses are, that's the bus rapid transit, correct?
Yes, King County Metro Service.
Okay, well, we will be talking more with Kimberly Reason from Sound Transit when we come back on Open House with Team Reba. We're all things transit today.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.